The celebration of Christmas has different masses, completely different masses, with completely different readings and prayers for the different masses that are offered at different times for observing this feast of Christmas. There are different ones for the vigil mass on Christmas Eve in the evening, different ones for what's called the mass during the night, sort of usually more commonly known as midnight mass. There's also a mass that's a Christmas mass that, frankly, in parish life isn't celebrated very often. It's called, its Latin name is the Missa Aurora, the mass at dawn, and then the day mass of Christmas, which is what we're celebrating right now. And those other masses all draw their, especially their gospels, from Matthew or Luke's gospel that have the accounts of Jesus' birth. But at the day mass, which is in the full light of day, like today, it seems a little bit more like Easter than Christmas today, doesn't it, weather-wise? But the gospel is always from St. John's gospel, the prologue of St. John's gospel. And there's no mention of Bethlehem. There are no sheep or shepherds or stars or, you know, anything like that, manger, anything like that. It's all in a very, very theological terms. And this is the way St. John announces the birth of Christ. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. It's very much from the point of view of heaven, from the divine, making sure that we see Jesus as really God. But there's also that human side, that Jesus is also really human. And I have to say, in my reflections of getting ready for Christmas this year, that has been very much on my mind, especially in light of the pilgrimage that I had last summer that was, frankly, your gift to me and for my anniversary of my ordination, and it was a very, very generous and humbling gift. Because this year during Advent, I have to say, I keep going back again and again and again to Bethlehem. Literally, to Bethlehem. And thinking of that place, of that city, thinking of the Church of the Nativity, where Jesus was actually built, over the place where Jesus was actually born. And maybe even more than any other place, to this area that's called the Shepherd's Field, which is a place that's been preserved very much like it must have been at the time of Jesus, where the shepherds would have been keeping watch with their flocks. And in that shepherd's field, you see what really St. Joseph and the Blessed Virgin Mary, how they really had to, where they really found shelter, the kind of place they really found shelter. Some of the words and images that we use really don't do justice to it. We kind of think of, you know, when we hear the word like inn and things like that, we think of, you know, like the Holiday Inn or something like that. It was nothing like that. Really, the whole situation is much bleaker than I think we could really imagine. You know, Bethlehem was the city of the family, St. Joseph's family, and so he would have had lots of relatives in Bethlehem. And that's really the sad thing, is among the people who did not open their doors or to him were his family, who essentially rejected St. Joseph and the Blessed Virgin, his spouse. And instead, they ultimately found shelter in a cave. In a cave where animals were kept. And so it was a really very sort of miserable situation. It was a very, very poor situation. But it was a very, very holy situation. And to that cave, that night, shepherds came. These shepherds who actually lived with their flocks in caves very like this. And so when they came to the cave where St. Joseph and the Blessed Virgin and the infant Jesus were, they felt very much at home there. Everything was in complete humility, except for the angels who were singing to the glory of God, who saw this event for what it was. And so the lesson of this story, this very, very human side of the Nativity, this very much in the place of Bethlehem, we find that if we want to find Jesus, the way to find Jesus quickly and easily, the easy, quick way, is the way of humility and poverty. Those who were living in the sort of humility and poverty that St. Joseph and the Blessed Virgin Mary were living in are the ones who, they're the only ones who found him that night, actually. The only human beings who found him. For the rich, the road to Jesus is much more difficult and much slower. We see that with the wise men, right? They set out on their long journey with their very, very expensive gifts, and they go wandering around, and they go to, of all people, King Herod to ask directions from. And they, on this journey, it takes them much longer. They don't get there till Epiphany. And they were looking for a king. And they did find a king. But where they found him, what they found was a little baby in a cave. And that way was very unfamiliar to them. And I think when they got there, maybe they were a little uncomfortable. Not like the shepherds who felt right at home, because the home of the Holy Family was just like their homes. And so, this is the path for us to Jesus. Many people over the ages have seemed to be drawn very much, saints drawn to the Holy Land. Again, on this beautiful pilgrimage, we got to celebrate Mass in one of these caves. Actually, a cave that's right next to the cave where Jesus was born. Of course, that cave doesn't look much like a cave now, except it is underground in the Church of the Nativity. But right next to that was a cave where Saint Jerome went to live. Saint Jerome, who had been and was, he was a very learned man, he was a great scripture scholar. He's the person who really translated the Bible into Latin. And he was pretty proud, as academic people sometimes can be, But in that cave at Bethlehem, right next to the cave of the Nativity where Jesus was born, he learned humility by being close to where Jesus was born. I have to admit that when I was there this summer, I could understand Saint Jerome's desire to leave Rome and come to Bethlehem and to live there. I have to say that I really wanted to stay as well. Before you leave today, please go visit our new nativity scene that is actually from Bethlehem, made from an olive tree there. In some ways, it looks very much like these caves, sort of down under the city. And don't be afraid to come with your humility and your poverty. We all have deep need, no matter how we may make things look on the outside. We are all very poor. And when we acknowledge that in humility, We feel very comfortable indeed in this cave, in this poor and humble dwelling where God became flesh and dwelt among us, in the bosom of the Holy Family with St. Joseph and the Blessed Virgin Mary, and found first by those who themselves are poor and humble.